from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. The tumor was discovered after he underwent a minor procedure last week to remove a blood clot from his left eye. A statement from his office says the senator's doctors say he is recovering from his surgery amazingly well and his underlying health is excellent. He was diagnosed with glioblastoma, a particularly aggressive tumor that forms in the tissue of the brain and spinal cord. McCain is a Vietnam veteran and former prisoner of war. He was elected to the United States Senate in 1986. He was the Republican Party's presidential nominee in 2008, losing to Barack Obama. The cancer is the same type as the one that killed Senator Ted Kennedy in 2009. Republican lawmakers expressed renewed confidence they could overhaul America's health care system after meeting with President Trump on Wednesday. Mr. Trump told them to cancel their August recess unless former President Barack Obama's health care law, known as Obamacare, is dismantled. Trump said, "We should not leave town unless we have a health insurance plan." He spoke to Republican senators, 49 of them, at a White House luncheon on Wednesday, 2 days after the caucus's second draft of a health care bill was shelved amid disagreements between fiscal conservatives and more moderate members. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said the differences are narrowing. There's more optimism that we could vote on a repeal and replace bill rather than just a repeal bill. This is VOA News. The White House has declined to release any details about a G20 summit dinner conversation earlier this month between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters who pressed her on Wednesday that this was a social dinner and that was the nature of the evening. Looking back at news coverage of the Trump-Putin meeting a day earlier, when the encounter first became known in the United States, Sanders said it was, quote, a little bit ridiculous to describe the president's chats as a private conversation when more than two dozen other national leaders and interpreters were sitting nearby and in plain view during a formal dinner in a large dining room. Russia says it reserves the right to retaliate in an ongoing dispute with the U.S. over the seizure of two Russian compounds last December by the Obama administration. Before leaving office, then-President Barack Obama also expelled 35 Russian diplomats, accusing them of spying and saying the actions were to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Now, Russia says its patience is running out, and it wants the Trump administration to return the compounds. VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has the story from the State Department.
Russia says they are dachas, used strictly for recreational purposes. U.S. intelligence agencies say they were used for surveillance until they were seized. Pressed by reporters, spokeswoman Heather Nauert refused to comment on the status of negotiations or say whether Secretary of State Rex Tillerson favors giving the compounds back to Russia under certain conditions.
The priority here is to get the United States and Russia to a place where they can have a good, decent, solid relationship so we can work together on areas of mutual cooperation.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov met Monday at the State Department with U.S. Under Secretary of State Thomas Shannon. Asked if Russia is close to getting its compounds back, Ryabkov replied, "Almost." Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Talks aimed at breaking down trade barriers between the United States and China appeared to hit a snag Wednesday in Washington. The two sides canceled news conferences that were scheduled for the end of the meeting. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.